this practice will be a little bit cosmic.
Paradoxically.
And we are heading towards dusk. And so this practice can be done at any time of day. And as we have this opportunity, as we're here with our new toys of taking ourselves into trance, I'd suggest that you you do what seems right, the counting for 10 or 13 breaths. Breathing up and down the spine itself, or breathing up and down the spine and the front of the body, can be trance-inducing. In fact, is. And as you do that to yourself, I'll just carry on talking. You can feel, as you take yourself into trance, that one of the things that you can do is be aware that this is the end of the day, or daylight. You can be aware that it's raining a little bit outside. A bit cold and wet out there, but it's nice and warm and dry in here. It's a bit like a cave, this space. It's warm and guarded. Just the right amount of light for now. And one of the other ways of counting into trance, either with 13 breaths or from 10 down to 1, is with that sweeping movement of attention from head to toes, simply because it works. It works like that. And I'll tell you a little story. It's a story about a star a long way away. And the light from this star is a rather beautiful shade of blue. It's quite translucent. And if you've been, as I was mentioning before, to a cathedral and you see the stained glass window, it's kind of like that ultramarine, like proper ultramarine, the lapis, the ground up lapis lazuli. Used to be just from one mountain in Afghanistan, although there's another one in Australia now that this comes from. And this star shines forth, but I'm talking about a very long time ago, a time before there were people, a time so long ago that there were probably dinosaurs, which is a very long time ago. And the light from this star traveled through the galaxy, through the cosmos, over vast distances, over endless eons of time, further and further away, from where it started from. And then eventually, a long time later, tens of hundreds of thousands of years later, some of this light reached our solar system and travelled across it. And it's a very special kind of light, because it's light that has substance. And when it reached our atmosphere, some of the light drifted down as the most wonderful and magical stardust. Very wonderful substance. And there was a room right here in Stroud, in fact, where people were taking care of themselves. And the stardust started to drift down very gently, and little, almost like little sheets or blankets, as fine as gossamer. And the people who were lying in the room, it kind of settled on them and went all the way through them into the earth, because it's a very magical kind. It was a very magical kind of stardust. All the way through the front of their bodies, through their bodies, into the earth herself. And there were waves of these sheets of stardust that came down ever so gently and gracefully and magically, and covered these people in a very pleasing way, and went through them from front to back. A very special benediction, a solar cosmic benediction, if you like. Again and again. And they could experience the sensation that something from far away, from a long time ago, that was quite magical, cosmic even, was drifting down through the sky, through the ceiling, through the room, through them, into the earth, and that they were in fact both children of the earth and children of the stars, which is in fact what they were. And then a change happened as some of the light from this star that had travelled so far and for so long came to rest on the crown of this person's head. And it was like a liquid gem, almost beautiful blue sapphire like, resting on the crown of the head. And it was in fact a cool blue gem, most beautiful, cool, and a little bit heavy. Heavy enough so that the person could feel it resting on the crown of their head. And then there was another one that came down very gently to rest between the eyebrows. Cool, just heavy enough to sense its weight, its touch. Very pleasing. And more of them came, gracefully and graciously, resting on the little hollow at the base of the throat, and on the right shoulder, on the left shoulder, on the inside of the left elbow and the right elbow, on one wrist and the other, and the most exquisite little blue gems on the ends of the right thumb, and those other fingers, one, 2, 3, 4. And on the ends of the left thumb and fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4. There was a gem that came to rest on the breastbone, and that was particularly pleasing to that person. One on the navel, cool and soothing. One on the pelvis. And one on the right hip, one on the left hip. And these beautiful blue gems, scintillating and twinkling. One on the left knee, one on the right knee. A gem on the right ankle and the left ankle. And one each on the left great toe and the right great toe. And 8 others on the 4 toes of each foot, the 4 other toes. And as that person lay there, she was aware that these gems were magically spreading so that they came to meet each other, and the whole of her body was bathed in this beautiful, gracious, cosmic blue light. Wonderful, rare, exquisite, that had come from so far away and had travelled for so long just to be in this place, just to shine upon this person. The soothing light, healing light of rest and redemption. Wonderful feeling. Resting deeply, easily, all the way through. And having that connection from here to now, to there and then, direct to the source, to the star itself, which still gazes down, looking out over this place. And over this person, dutifully and lovingly. As she rests there, all the way through, safe and sound. As long as she needs to.